We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sunny, breezy on this May 14th opening day here in the state of Minnesota, Inland Walleye Opener. Let's go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
I'm kind of wind-blowing, Steve. It's another one of those days with some heavy-duty wind. It's, I think, hampered a lot of the crowds through my running around today, checking spots, and I'm just about putting in the water here in western Minnesota, trying to function on a very small lake and, you know, try to get out of the wind as best I can. But I just think the participation is just down a little bit, so I don't know if it's the wind or whatever. And I did find out this week that fishing licenses actually are down like 25%, which is kind of hard to believe. But hey, we got 60 degrees. That's better than snow.
Yeah. And Steve, do you think it is the fact that it was just a long winter and has been a tough spring to this point that people are a little late? Folks I work with during the week who are avid anglers said, I'm going to sit out this week. I'm going to probably be out on the water next weekend or even save it for Memorial Day.
That is a great idea, Steve. And I've talked to a number of people that said, you know, I'm going to take the first week off. And then especially on the big water like Leech and Winnie, and it's amazing how good it can be, you know, a week from now. It just warms up a little bit and things change. And I think that's a smart move. And I think that could be right. You know, I'm not seeing a ton of people at the accesses. They're just going to put it off a week. And I think that's really smart. So it's just going to get better. I mean, it always starts out like this, kind of semi-slow, and the weather is a factor, but it's just going to get better as we get into the end of May and beginning of June, which is the best fishing of the year.
And tomorrow looks like a really good day, a lot of sun. The winds are going to lay down a little bit. But once again, it all is about water temps, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, you know, it depends what part of the state you're in, too, Steve. It's, you know, 60s down in the southern part of the state, and it's 30s and 40s up in the northern part of the state. So down where I am in western Minnesota, we're looking at about 58 to 64, which is pretty ideal. Fish are off the spawn. A lot of the females aren't quite active yet. They're just recovering from the spawn, but the males are going pretty well. So it's a great time of the year. You just have to be patient and know that it's going to get better. And night fishing right now is really important for those that don't want to mess with the crowds during the day on opening weekend. Think about the evening bite, especially after dark, because a lot of times these walleyes will get very active when the sun goes down, and you can have some tremendous fishing. And I know they've done really well on Minnetonka last night. The ones that went out at midnight did very well. And yeah, it's in the dark. It's a little bit more, you know, difficult, but, you know, it can really save your bacon, especially on opening weekend.
Yeah, and tough on the rivers right now. Rivers are running high. What are you seeing as far as water levels on the lakes? Because, as you know, I live on the Mississippi River north of the Twin Cities, and it is running high. We haven't seen water this high in these parts in 20 years. Expected crest Monday here in northern Hennepin County, but high water along the river is certainly a factor right now.
Oh, it is, Steve. It's a factor on every river, no matter what the size is. And when you have heavy current like that and high water, fishing can be very difficult. But that will, you know, as we get into the end of May and that water goes down, you know, it'll get back to normal. But it's up, you know, 4 to 6 inches high in western Minnesota. I just noticed that it's, you know, higher up than it was when I was here this week. So it went up probably, you know, we had 4 inches of rain again. which, you know, has flooded a lot of areas. But again, it's sort of the typical spring. We just put up with it. And what's good about high water is it really pushes the fish into the shoreline. So that's where the food is. That's where the minnows are. That's where the earthworms are, the blood leeches, and all that food gets pushed up into these shorelines under trees and along shorelines. And that's where you really want to be. You want to be in as shallow as you can possibly get your boat in, and they will be pushed up along those shorelines while we have high water. So that's a good thing about high water. You just have to adapt, you know, to the higher water.
Yeah, and then have you seen a positive impact in your travels on the lakes? Because water levels very low a year ago, are you seeing a bounce back on the lakes?
Oh, totally. Now you can actually get the bigger boats in. You know, last year was very difficult, and you know, we've had so much snow and so much rain, especially in North Country. But that's good. That's going to bring those levels up where they're supposed to be, and it's going to really improve the boating, you know, for the recreational people as well as the fishermen. So I would much rather see a little bit of high water versus low water, because last summer was not fun with that low water.
All right, Steve, your plans for the coming week, where are you going to be between now and next Saturday when we visit again?
I'm going to be in western Minnesota the next 3 days. I've got groups out here, and then I'm going to move back up into Lakes Country this week, and I'm hoping the crappies start here probably in the next 6-7 days, because when they get going, it's lights out on the pencil reeds when they're up shallow, and I anticipate that happening in the next week or 10 days. So I'm kind of thinking crappies here this next week, so we'll see. It's just a great time, just a great time of the year.
Well, I ask this in the fall, and I do again in the spring. When do you sleep, Steve? You are constantly on the move.
I know, Steve. You know, my mind is just going at night. It's like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And it's just part of the affliction. It's part of the disease. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you strategize. And, yeah, but how many things in life can do that to you and motivate you and excite you? I mean, that is why we do what we do, and it's really a good thing. It's a good thing. My mind just is always on overtime.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again in a week.
Great, Steve. Great to talk to you. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.